escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
More Falcon news coming down, Mike, and you have it, right, when it comes to our secondary?
Yeah, man. Jordan Schultz from the Schultz Report reporting Falcons are releasing defensive back C.J. Henderson, 26-year-old, same draft class as A.J. Terrell. Actually went ahead of him at the ninth overall pick. He signed a four-year rookie deal, about $20 million back in the day, and obviously he's bounced around since. Jaguars traded him to the Panthers. We picked him up after being on Steelers practice squad. Thought maybe he'd have a good shot here with the injuries to Clark Phillips. And I thought D. Alford's kind of, you know, still kind of, in, you know, I don't know, inconsistent. But I guess they feel otherwise.
Yeah. I thought it was an uphill battle for the time that he had. I mean, he had two practice days. He played the last preseason game. We're talking about Henderson. And for him to make the kind of impression that he needed to, it was tough. And I think he understood, hey, you know what? You go. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get another opportunity just by showing up. And you know, the Falcons coaching staff maybe gives you a good recommendation, Mike. But I don't know if I'm surprised just because of the amount of time he had. If he was here the entire camp, I'd maybe feel differently. But this also tells you something, guys. We got the A.J. Terrell pick right. I mean, here's another guy, to Mike's point, that went in front of him. AJ's been stellar, man, and he's been, you know, again, regardless if you think he's the best or somewhere in between, he's still one of the top corners in the league and performing at a high level. And here's a guy that went before him in that draft and is basically looking for another team now. So wish him nothing but the best. But that's interesting because you said it. The depth chart when it comes to the nickel and the dime package, I think they love Billy Bowman. And then you start talking about the other guys that you're mentioning, whether it's D. Alford. Again, I mentioned Clark Phillips. Obviously, they think Clark Phillips is still going to be here and help them. And we haven't gotten word yet. Again, it's still, you know, time to go here. But Xavier Watts, we drafted. They really like him. I think he's going to start opposite of Bates.
They like Natron Brooks because he also plays special teams.
That's right.
So that'll keep him on the roster. Again, we saw him make some plays at camp and in the preseason games. So we'll see about more cuts. But, yeah, you're right. CJ was kind of a long shot at best, despite being, again, first-rounders always seem to get more shots, but he's had a star-crossed career the last 3 years.
All right, guys. Falcons finished 8-9 last year after a 6-3 start, have failed to reach the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season. We know that. That's why this year is so important to not only us as fans, but this franchise. Georgia Tech finished 7-6 last year, year two under Brent Key, was bowl eligible in back-to-back seasons for the first time since doing so in 2013 and 14. And then they opened last season with a big win against Florida State, also defeated a ranked Miami team, and then went down to the wire in an 8-overtime loss to Georgia. The point last year, I think, Brent Key showed us was they're coming. They're close, right? They feel like they're turning the page. And then Georgia, Mike, won the SEC championship in two of the last three seasons, lost to Notre Dame in the quarters. We did know that. They did not reach the four-team college football playoff in 2023. And last season, the offense had its fair share of struggles. We know drops lead the country. You average 405 yards per game, finished the season with 1,700 total rushing yards, which just wasn't enough. So turn the page. Which team has the most to prove this season?
I mean, I think you can make the argument for each team individually. I think Tech, this is a year where you're supposed to take the big leap. Now, the leap is in the eye of the beholder. What do Tech fans expect? 9 wins? I mean, because if you lose to Clemson and Georgia, you got to win every other game. I mean, every game. Not other game, every game on the schedule, which means you can't slip up like there's always. And again, this goes before even Brent Key's the days of Paul Johnson. The game where you lose it, you're supposed to win. But, you know, BC, NC State, you know, Wake Forest, Vatech, you know, just take care of your ACC schedule. But if you go 10-2, you know, and you maybe you pull an upset in one of those against the two big time ranked opponent games, Clemson, Georgia. I mean, 10 wins with a playoff appearance or a big bowl game, that's a hell of a season, I think, for Brent Key. Can you get to 10 wins? 10-3?
I think they can. I really do. And that's why this Colorado
10
game
and
is
2?
Big.
I mean, 10-3. I mean, 10-3, that would mean, you know, perhaps, you know, maybe 11-3 if they go to a decent bowl game.
Yeah. Right.
That means get a playoff shot? You give them even money at a playoff shot?
If they win 10 games?
10-1?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. If you're telling me they lose, and again, we don't know, you know, what this looks like, but in week 3, a close game to Clemson. Let's just say it's closer than what people expect. Mike, you will get a lot of credit for that simply because Clemson's going to be a top-ranked team this early in the season, top 3 or 4, whatever it's going to be, and especially if they beat LSU. And then, you know, you talk about the other ranked teams. This is the problem. Who else outside of Georgia is going to be ranked for them to really make an impression? Even if they run through the ACC schedule, you're not looking at a bunch of ranked teams, at least right now, and I think a lot of these teams, it's going to be hard for them to break in to, you know, the top 15. We're not talking about the top 25. There'll be some of those teams in the ACC. Top 10, top 15? Who in the ACC is going to do that outside of right now Miami? And Miami's not on their schedule.
Right. And Miami could certainly find a way to choke because their coach is a great recruiter, but a horrible in-game coach in big moments. That's kind of Mario Cristobal's rap. You look at Clemson, we think this is a make-or-break year. Not a make-break. He won back a lot of the hearts and minds by getting in the transfer portal. They made the playoffs despite losing to their in-state rival and having an ugly start to the season against Georgia. But I think Dabo's got – this is the year for Klubnik. They got arguably one of the best defenses in the country, not just the ACC. So, yeah, Clemson, but you're right. FSU, 6 wins is probably the ceiling for Florida State. Syracuse, we're going to see just what they're about under Fran Brown. Mm-hmm. They lost a lot of players, breaking in a new quarterback. They're a big underdog to Tennessee, you know, as part of the Chick-fil-A kickoff classic. Wake's got a new head coach. A lot of folks, the same things we're saying about Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech fans are saying about the Hokies.
I got to tell you guys, though, I think that favorite thing with Tennessee is just based on the fact that Tennessee was a playoff team last year. Do not sleep on Syracuse. Well coached. They'll come in. They'll play well, Mike. This may be a closer game than I think people anticipate. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, I feel like there is no pressure on Georgia, specifically Kirby Smart. And the reason is because of what he's been able to accomplish, and you won the SEC last year again anyway. I just don't feel like, Mike, we're going into this season going, whoo, Kirby, boy, they gotta get it done. I'm not saying that they don't want to win and they don't want to be a playoff team. I'm just like, if I look at these three teams and I said Falcons, Georgia Tech, and I give you all this stuff and I say Georgia was in the mix last year. It wasn't as if they sucked.
No, they just had inconsistent quarterback play. Carson Beck got injured. I thought Bobo in the offensive line, it's you can't run the football if you ain't got the horses to do it. So we've broken down that Notre Dame game 7 ways to Sunday. They were still in that game. They were 1 or 2 plays away from advancing. You know, making a bad coaching decision to put the ball in Gunnar Stockton's hands and expect him to do something in a 2-minute drill in that atmosphere was a bad decision. You were 6-3 at halftime. You tell me you wouldn't give even money for Georgia to win that game?
Yes.
6-3 at halftime?
Yes, I would.
You know, and special teams, you know, snafu aside. But, yeah, this year, pressure on Bobo, pressure on Stockton. You know, there's still, and I know we talked about Kirby's involvement yesterday with the offense with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Just how dynamic are you going to be with these new athletic star transfer portal wide receivers? Are you going to let the big dogs eat?
Let them eat.
That's the question. Or is Kirby going to, because I thought Kirby probably was aggressive when he shouldn't have been last year, like on the road against Bama, just run the freaking ball.
Right.
And then at times against Notre Dame.
So that leaves us to the Falcons. 7 years. Let me ask you something. Where were you 7 years ago? Were you in the same job? We were. Mm-hmm. Were you in the same city? Did you have kids? Did you have one child and now you have two? Were your kids in elementary school and now they're in high school? 7 years is a long time. And there's no doubt in my mind that the team that has the most to prove and the coach that has the most to prove is the Atlanta Falcons. I don't care if it's year 2 under Raheem Morris.
he inherited this situation very similar to what Arthur Smith did. And there were times Mike and I would say, Coach Smith, it's not your fault. You got to understand how people feel. It's not your fault. Raheem, it's not your fault, but you got to correct this. You got to get it right. So 7 years for me, Mike, is just way too long. I don't care about last year now. I know what we did, and I know how we blew it. And we finished 8-9, and it was probably one of the most disappointing seasons because of the way it started. I feel like they have the most to prove this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think Raheem's got to get to the playoffs. I think this general manager, now I don't know if Arthur wants to go through that process all over again, because in most teams, you know, if you got a 5-year window, so again, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, that's 5 years for the general manager to not be in the playoffs, okay?
When you count it off like that, it's...
Yeah,
I know.
Five of those seven are on starting now this season. We have to see how this season evolves. You've been thrown a curveball with your depth at the offensive line. I thought he's done a pretty good job with O-line depth in his tenure. I think we can debate the legacy of Kyle Pitts that's tied to this general manager. But you've got to put it all together. Penix, you said it. Penix was too good to pass up. You'd never be drafting. Never be drafting to have a shot at a quarterback like that again in the next couple of years. Okay. So you know where I fall on the Kirk Cousins thing? It created a soap opera the likes of which we've never seen. It continues, but obviously it's on the back burner. It's not a distraction. But you said it. You got a tough schedule, a very difficult start. Mm. I think there's a middle part of this season where if Penix has some confidence, this team can run off a bunch of wins. We're not going to do our prediction just yet, but I mean, I've said it. I think 10 wins is the number. I think you've got to be 10 wins to make the playoffs because the NFC is so competitive this year.
I do, too. And by the way, even if we don't win this division, even though we know that's the quickest way to get there, and that means putting Tampa as a division winner again, which is unbelievable, but it could easily happen, doesn't mean that we don't get in the playoffs. I mean, that's the other part of this. But to think that these games that you're looking at the schedule and you're going, oh, the Washington game doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Big game when you start talking about at the end of the season, Mike, NFC standings, wild card, where we're at. Those games are going to come, but you cannot think that those games don't matter because they're not in a division or it's not the second half of the season.
Right. And again, guys, last year we won the Tampa Bay game in overtime. We lost in the second game. We saw Tampa Bay battle back. I mentioned going on with our buddy J.P. Peterson today out in Tampa. They feel they got some serious unfinished business. That's a divisional game that could go either way. And we know, like, the Saints were laughing right now, hearty har har, but in years when we've sucked, we found a way to beat the Saints and vice versa. So you still have the division. Carolina thinks they're going to have reasons to chirp this year. They think they've got something special with Bryce Young. So that's before we even get into the meat of our NFC schedule, which is a real B, okay? We've got some really tough games. We've talked about it. Buffalo Bills, you know, going to San Francisco. Minnesota, some guys feel, well, Minnesota's banged up. Okay, that's still a road game in the NFL. So then you get into
defense is good,
the
man.
Commanders. You just discussed it. The Bucks. The first five games, that is a tough one. You know, we do have an early bye, which maybe gets us healthy. You know, if McGarry, we get good news on, certainly for Storm Norton. But then the middle part of the schedule, I feel pretty good about. I'm not scared by the Dolphins, certainly the culture in flux, the Saints, the Jets. You know what I mean? But again, it's a fool's game, and it's fool's goal to sit there and start talking. That's a dub. That's a dub. Because somebody's always rising or falling. Somebody's going to surprise you this year on that schedule.
Somebody is. It may be Arizona. I mean, surprise us. We expect the Rams to be good. But by the time we see them at the end of December, Stafford quarterback in that team?
Right.
I mean, like there's a lot to steal that's going to play out between now and then.
But that's still, you know, Jared Verse and Braden Fisk coming to get you.
Sure. Good defense. Know? Good young defense. But these are the things that you try to predict. But to say December 29th, what do the Rams look like? We have no idea. Want to mention this, and you guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Which team has the most to prove this season? Falcons, Georgia Tech, Georgia. Georgia Tech, Georgia start this weekend. Falcons, September 7th. It's here. It's right in front of us, and that's why we're talking about it. The Saints, Mike, have announced that they are going to go with Spencer Rattler. He will start week one.
What about Tyler Shuck? Shouldn't you just go with Shuck? I guess Shuck couldn't show you he was not Shuck.
No.
Because if you could argue your ceiling is pretty low this year. So why don't you get Shuck in there? Because you're going to learn zero watching Spencer Rattler.
I agree. Rattler's going to start week one. Unbelievable. Against Arizona?
So Kellen Moore is going to probably have one of these seesaw deals because Rattler's, you know what he like. You saw the sample size, tremendous, you know, athleticism, but just too much inconsistency.
And the other guy was Jake Haener. That was the other guy. Yeah, Jake Haener. He was competing for the job as well. So the Saints have announced their starter. All right, that's good news. That is great news for us.
Right on.
I'm serious. I am more concerned about the guy up there in Charlotte than I am that.
Yeah, I agree. because you know they still have a really good defensive scheme. They've always found a way to get in our backfield, you know. And remember last year, they embarrassed us. That guy that was on basically the way out in Charlotte got a reprieve. He's got a coach who believes him, if the owner maybe didn't believe in him early on. And all of a sudden, Bryce Young looked like, you know, a guy that sliced and diced this man in that game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We got lit up, embarrassed. I mean, that was, to me, that's the worst, most embarrassing loss of the season. The worst game of the season was having to watch that Raiders game. We won that game. That was the most awful football game I've watched in about 10 years with the Falcons.
It was hard to watch, man. And look, sometimes they're like, you win. We're like, yeah, but it was still hard to watch.
That's the one
ugly.
Where they said, okay, Cousins, you're out of there. Okay, we're going to go to Penix Jr.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.